Inside of a dog, what dogs see, smell, and know. By Alexandra Horowitz. Narrated by Karen White. Copyright 2009 by Alexandra Horowitz. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Scribner, a division of Simon & Schuster, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Outside of a dog, a book is man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. Attributed to Groucho Marx. Prelude. First you see the head. Over the crest of the hill appears a muzzle, drooling. It is as yet not visibly attached to anything. A limb jangles into view, followed in unhasty succession by a second, third, and fourth, bearing 140 pounds of body between them. The wolfhound, 3 feet at his shoulder and 5 feet to his tail, spies the long-haired chihuahua, half a dog high, hidden in the grasses between her owner's feet. The chihuahua is 6 pounds, each of them trembling. With one languorous leap, his ears perked high, the wolfhound arrives in front of the chihuahua. The chihuahua looks demurely away. The wolfhound bends down to chihuahua level and nips her side. The chihuahua looks back at the hound, who raises his rear end up in the air, tail held high, in preparation to attack. Instead of fleeing from this apparent danger, the chihuahua matches his pose and leaps onto the wolfhound's face, embracing his nose with her tiny paws. They begin to play. For 5 minutes, these dogs tumble.